the whole trip, it's been really interesting. I've made this trip probably 50 times or so, and southbound through Alabama, over and over, I saw hotels that were absolutely full, gas stations that were long lines of people waiting for gas. Even as far north as Montgomery, that was the case. One thing that really stands out to me once I've made it to I-10, there's not anybody in front of me eastbound for about half a mile. On the westbound side, that's folks who would be heading out of Florida. It's just bumper-to-bumper traffic with people trying to get away from those coastal areas.
Is traffic moving at all in westbound direction?
It is. Mostly the traffic on the eastbound side where I am are, I guess what I'd kind of call construction kind of trucks, mostly hauling large generators and also like National Guard convoys. I've seen a number of Humvees and some of those large military trucks that we see carrying supplies and equipment.
And will you stay in Orlando, or are you going to head further south?
I'm outside of the car for a minute.
Okay.
Orlando is one of our primary staging locations with the Red Cross. So we have a number of staff who are coming into the Orlando area. And then based on where we are needed, we will move on from there. So if, as expected, there is more need for staff south of Orlando, specifically in that Miami kind of area, then we will move on to that point as soon as we're able to access that area Sunday afternoon or so.
And what else did you want to add?
Yeah, so one of the things that I am noticing are the number of folks who, when they stop for gas, have a number of external gas tanks, like the red gas cans. I'm looking across the parking lot right now at someone who has four, looks like 3-gallon cans on the back of his pickup. I noticed someone who, and this is not a good idea, this is not what you need to do. They had gas tanks, the extra gas cans, in the back of their car. That is extremely dangerous. The fumes can get to you before you notice that. So that's something that people really should not do.
Wow.
Esther, I was blown away when I looked over and saw it.
And have you spoken to any of these people while you're at the gas station?
No, I will say this. There is a very thin line between the people who are in good, kind moods and the people who think the zombie apocalypse is upon us. And it's hard to tell the difference from 20 feet away.
And you're from Florida. You've lived through storms like this, and you work for the Red Cross, so you're used to being in disaster situations like this. Have you ever seen people react in this way before?
You know, I really don't think I have. I will say that during Hurricane Katrina, there was a certain degree of concern and maybe with some that evolved to hysteria, especially around gas shortage. But this is really on a much larger scale, especially since we're talking about larger population areas. It's a very different animal out here right now.
David Goodwin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I really appreciate it. And please be safe out there.
Thank you so much.